in our culture today, the highest virtue is considered to be tolerance, which, and that is preached in, even in some churches. They talk about tolerance. The thing with tolerance is it's not as though being tolerant is wrong, but it's circumstantial. It depends on what you're tolerating and in what way you're tolerating it. I mean, yes, if something is good or neutral, then we tolerate it. But even that, it's not a virtuous thing to do. What's entailed in tolerating something? Well, and I think this is why tolerance is so popular as a virtue in our society, is that the great thing about being tolerant is that you can do that from your couch. You know, you can just lay there and do nothing, and you're successfully tolerating everything in the world. It doesn't really require anything of you, whereas the classic virtues that you mentioned, courage, temperance, modesty, humility, you know, that requires you to do something and to make a sacrifice and to change the way that you act and the way that you are. Those are difficult. The ones we've replaced them with are these false and passive ones.